Sunrise Radio podcast.
How's it going, guys? This is Kadam Verma, and you're listening to me on Sunrise Radio.
First of all, if you can just tell us a little bit about how everything started for you.
So it started in this country about a couple of years ago. It's not been a long time. The actual journey actually started when I was 6 years old, back in India. So I started singing in schools as part of my choir. And then, you know, my parents started getting me into classical training because they saw that, you know, this child can actually sing. So if we sort of just polish him a bit, he can come out to be a good singer. So they got me into classical training whilst I was doing my A-levels, just before my A-levels. And I was really lucky to sort of have that support from the parents back then. And then, yeah, so I started off with classical training, did loads of competitions in India as well, came to the UK, not to be a singer, but to be a lawyer.
Okay.
And since the last couple of years, a few promoters gave me an opportunity to sort of perform. And from there onwards, since the last couple of years, it's actually really picked up and then sort of motivated me to release my debut single, Baloney.
So just going back a little bit, what inspired you to come into the music industry? What was it, a moment? Was it a person? What happened?
I think it has to be a person. So I think my father really inspired me to be a singer, because I remember we used to sort of catch up on all our reality shows, all these Indian idols, Saregamapa. That was a big motivation as well. So my father always used to sort of motivate me and say, you know, you can do better than what they're doing, because, you know, I believe in you. So I think that's a big thing for any parent to say to their child. So that really motivated me, and, you know, I started taking music much, much more seriously whilst it was really casual for me before.
You mentioned Baloney earlier. How did Baloney come about?
I started writing songs whilst I was in university doing law in India. But I never sort of planned to do a Punjabi song. I do come from a Hindu Punjabi background, but mainly my music taste and, you know, my genre was sort of Bollywood and Hindi music. So I really wanted to release a few Hindi songs which I've written. But then once I started doing my shows in the UK, and I started having an idea of, you know, the market, the kind of music people like, then sort of it made more sense for me to sort of release a Punjabi song before any other song. So it was a song which I wrote just before, like a few months before the release.
Okay.
And then I thought, you know, let's try writing something in Punjabi, and that's how sort of Baloney came about. And, you know, it sort of motivated me to write like an upbeat Punjabi song which the crowd in the UK would like, and yeah, I've received really good response for Baloney.
Obviously we've all heard it here, we've all loved it, all our listeners here at Sunrise have been giving us some great feedback on that track. So you obviously did really well. We didn't realise you'd actually written that track yourself.
Yeah I have. Thank you so much.
What inspired you for that particular song? Was there any inspiration behind that song?
I really wanted the song to be like a feel-good song.
Okay.
So I didn't want like a typical Punjabi, say, like a Bhangra track. So I wanted to be do something different. So do something which is a lot more sort of 2017.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't sort of do an out-and-out Bhangra track as my first release. I wanted it to be sort of a club track and a happy track. And that's what sort of motivated me to write sort of happy sort of song, happy lyrics. And yeah, I've recently got the song's got an award for the best.
I was just leading on to that.
Yeah.
Well done, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I wasn't expecting it. So you're getting the best single at the UK Punga Awards. I sort of received so many screenshots and so many sort of messages on my Instagram and my Facebook saying we voted for you. So that means a lot, you know, because I haven't really sort of told anyone to sort of, you know, vote for me.
Yeah.
And it really means a lot. People do that, you know, just out of love. So that's just really good.
Tell us, mm-hmm, what's next for Kadam Verma.
What next? I'm coming up with my next single very, very soon. It is a Bhangra track. So I wanted to, even though I didn't want to release a Bhangra track as my first release, I want to make sure people dance to my songs while I'm just nodding their heads. So that's why I want to do a Bhangra track now.
Okay.
And going forward in 2018, I've got a couple of Hindi singles lined up.
Okay.
And I am awaiting a few songs, sort of confirmation of a few songs in a couple of Bollywood movies as well. So fingers crossed, let's see how it goes.
We've got a couple of questions from our listeners. I'm just going to quick fire them at you, if that's okay. From all the songs you've heard from childhood to date, is there any song you wish you would have sung yourself?
Right, okay.
One song.
I think it's Arijit Singh's song, Tum Hi Ho. So okay. I think we're talking about this generation, so I would say that song, because I really love that song. And that's the song I really sing at most of my gigs as well, and people really like that. So yeah, I wish I could have sang that song or that entire album, actually, too.
Okay. Yeah. And if you had to pick an all-time classic song that is your favourite, what would it be? It could be an English track, it can be a Bangla track, it doesn't have to be a Bollywood track, any track at all that either inspired you or you just absolutely love it when you're out. Just a song that you listen to and you think, yes, that's my song.
Right, so talking about the classics, I think we'll have to go back to the 70s and the 80s, because that's where sort of the, you know, the Indian, or even the 60s, that's where sort of the Indian classical music sort of originated. And that's the genre which I sort of got into whilst I was doing my classical training. So I wouldn't say one, I'd say many. Most of Mohammad Rafi's songs, Sahab songs are basically classical songs, and you know, they are being remade up until now in Bollywood movies. So I'd say like most of Mohammad Rafi's songs, yeah.
Thank you for taking the time out to speak with us. From myself, the team here at Sunrise, and all of our Sunrise Radio listeners, we wish you all the best and lots of luck for all your future projects. But there's absolutely no way we can have an interview with yourself and not get you to sing a line from that song for us. So you're going to, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you on the spot. You're going to have to do it for us.
Right, that's our problem. So I'll sing a few lines of Baloney.
Baloney. ਆ ਨਖਰੇ ਨਕਲ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਆ ਜਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਨੱਚ ਸੁਣੀਏ ਮੈਂ ਵਖਾਵਾਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਨੱਚਹੀਰੀਏ ਬੁੱਲਣੀ ਆ ਨਖਰੇ ਨਕਲ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਆ ਜਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਨੱਚ ਸੁਣੀਏ ਮੈਂ ਵਖਾਵਾਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਨੱਚਹੀਰੀਏ
Across West Yorkshire, Manchester and Glasgow, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.